Hey loves, welcome back to another episode of High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily. I'm your girl Riley Hart, and today we're diving deep into something that's crucial for every single one of us, building healthy relationships through effective communication. Now, I know what you're thinking. Riley, isn't that like, the most basic advice ever? And yeah, it might seem simple on the surface. But trust me, the depth and nuance of truly communicating effectively can change your entire life. We're talking friendships, romantic relationships, even those with family members who sometimes drive you bonkers. So, why is this so important? Because communication is the foundation of any connection. It's how we share our thoughts, feelings, needs, and desires. It's how we build understanding, empathy, and intimacy. When communication breaks down, that's when relationships start to crumble. Ever felt like you were talking to a wall? Or maybe you've been misunderstood and it left you feeling frustrated and hurt? Well, I'm here to tell you there are ways to avoid those pitfalls and build strong, healthy relationships based on open and honest communication. Get ready because we're about to unpack some seriously golden nuggets. First up, let's talk active listening. No, this isn't just about nodding your head while the other person talks. Active listening involves truly paying attention, absorbing what they're saying, and reflecting back on their message to ensure you understand. Think of it like being a detective. You've got to gather all the clues. Ask clarifying questions, summarize what you've heard, and acknowledge their emotions. This shows them that you value their words and are genuinely invested in understanding their perspective. Next up is speaking your truth with kindness. This doesn't mean tiptoeing around issues or suppressing your feelings. It means expressing yourself clearly and honestly while also being respectful of the other person's feelings. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Use I statements to express your thoughts and feelings without blaming or attacking the other person. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel bad," try saying, "I feel hurt when you say things like that." Thirdly, learn to manage conflict constructively. Disagreements are inevitable in any relationship, but how you handle them makes all the difference. Avoid getting defensive or resorting to personal attacks. Instead, focus on finding solutions together. Practice empathy. Try to see the situation from the other person's point of view, and be willing to compromise. Number 4. Pay attention to your nonverbal cues. You know, those things like body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice. Sometimes our words can say one thing while our actions speak another. Make sure your nonverbal communication aligns with your message. Maintain eye contact, smile genuinely, and avoid crossed arms or other closed-off postures. And finally, never underestimate the power of regular check-ins. It's not just about airing out grievances, it's about staying connected, nurturing the relationship, and making sure both parties feel heard and valued. Schedule time for open and honest conversations, even when things are going well. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend calls you up after a terrible day at work. They're venting about their boss, feeling completely overwhelmed and on the verge of tears. You know this feeling all too well. How do you respond? Do you brush it off or offer unhelpful advice? Or do you actively listen, validate their feelings, and offer words of encouragement? Think about the last time a friend confided in you. Did you make them feel heard and understood? Did your communication strengthen your bond, or did it leave things feeling unresolved? Remember, sometimes just being present for someone and truly listening can make all the difference. It shows them that you care, that they're not alone, and that their feelings are valid. So, to recap, building healthy relationships comes down to active listening, speaking your truth with kindness, managing conflict constructively, paying attention to nonverbal cues, and making time for regular check-ins. These might seem like small steps, but trust me, they can have a profound impact on your relationships. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and healthy connections. And by mastering the art of effective communication, you'll be well on your way to building those incredible relationships that enrich your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've successfully used communication to build stronger relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends about the show. Until next time, stay high value, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.